Chapter 21, Warnings Against Presumption.
As we learn more and more of what God is and what we ourselves are in His sight, we shall fear and tremble before Him. Let men of today take warning from the fate of those who in ancient times presumed to make free with that which God had declared sacred. When the Israelites ventured to open the ark on its return from the land of the Philistines, their irreverent daring was signally punished. He smote of the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of Jehovah. He smote of the people 70 men and 50,000 men. And the people mourned, because Jehovah had smitten the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before Jehovah, this holy God?" 1 Samuel 6:19 and 20, ARV. Again, consider the judgment that fell upon Uzzah. As in David's reign, the ark was being carried to Jerusalem, Uzzah put forth his hand to keep it steady, for presuming to touch the symbol of God's presence, he was smitten with instant death. At the burning bush, when Moses, not recognizing God's presence, turned aside to behold the wonderful sight, the command was given, "Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Exodus 3:5-6. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, "Art thou for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, "Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy." And Joshua did so. Joshua 5:13-15. In the sanctuary and the temple, that were the earthly symbols of God's dwelling place, one apartment was sacred to his presence. The veil inwrought with cherubim at his entrance was not to be lifted by any hand save one. To lift that veil and intrude unbidden into the sacred mystery of the most holy place was death. For above the mercy seat and the bowed, worshiping angels dwelt the glory of the holiest, glory upon which no man might look and live. On the one day of the year appointed for ministry in the most holy place, the high priest with trembling entered God's presence, while clouds of incense veiled the glory from his sight. Throughout the courts of the temple, every sound was hushed. No priests ministered at the altars. The hosts of worshipers bowed in silent awe, sent up their petitions for God's mercy. These things happened unto them by way of example, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages are come. See 1 Corinthians 10:11, ARV. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk 2:20. Jehovah reigneth, let the peoples tremble. He sitteth above the cherubim, let the earth be moved. Jehovah is great in Zion, and he is high above the peoples. Let them praise thy great and terrible name. Holy is he. Psalms 99:1-3, ARV. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. From the height of his sanctuary he hath looked down. Psalms 11:4 and 102:19. From the place of his habitation he looketh forth upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He that fashioneth the hearts of them all, that considereth all their works. Let all the earth fear Jehovah, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Psalms 33, verses 14, 15, and 8, ARV. Man cannot by searching find out God. Let none seek with presumptuous hand to lift the veil that conceals his glory. Unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out, says Romans 11:33. It is a proof of his mercy that there is the hiding of his power, for to lift the veil that conceals the divine presence is death. No mortal mind can penetrate the secrecy in which the Mighty One dwells and works. Only that which he sees fit to reveal can we comprehend of him. Reason must acknowledge an authority superior to itself. Heart and intellect must bow to the great I Am.